It is today's Light Rock Mix 95.1, and please join me in welcoming Christine McShane, the house whisperer, to the program.
Good morning, or should I say g'day? There you go.
G'day, I love that.
G'day.
I love that. We know you as the house whisperer. You're the person that can come in and not only organize people's homes and whatnot, but you've got some great tips on doing all kinds of stuff. Today, we're talking about frugal furniture.
And that's kind of one of the things that I enjoy doing a lot and do a lot on the show as well. And this year I get to take part in the Real Estate Symphony's fundraiser, the Frugal House.
Mm-hmm.
And that's June 9 through 11. If anybody wants to sort of find out about it or follow along with it, they actually have a Facebook page. And it's kind of fun to see all the things they do. It's a lot of design students who get to work with people like myself and other designers and decorators and put rooms together at a really, really low cost. And then the cool part is that you can actually buy stuff right off the wall. So if you're missing a few things in your home, you can pop in there and find a few things.
Neat. I need some decorating ideas, definitely.
Well, you know, Mike, I hate to say this, but a lot of men do.
Really? Is that true about guys? Not too much?
I base my career on that, actually.
I need some help.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm here for. and that's the other cool part, too, is if you do need some ideas and you've got some old furniture, but you're not ready to get rid of it, the Frugal House is actually a cool place to go and get ideas from and go, okay, I didn't think of that. I can do that, you know, and that's another option. One of the biggest things about furniture is the preparation. I mean, regardless of what you're going to do with the end product, you have to really take a few steps to get it ready, because if you're dealing with older products, a lot of stuff that's been done before the 70s, for example, mm-hmm. may have an oil base on it, and then if you go ahead and put your latex paints on, it's just going to peel right off.
Ah.
And a lot of the, there's so many new products out. There's gloss off that kind of eliminates the whole sanding process and so on. But if you go to your local paint stores, they're the people to ask. They've got lots of different ways of doing it. Oil-based primers are a really new thing, a good thing actually, because what they do is they stick to the oil base, even if you don't know what it is, but it'll take the latex. So there's lots of really, I like to cheat when I do painting stain projects as much as possible. And so fortunately, technology's caught up with me. So, you know, you can do it on this cheap and easy. Good.
So prep being the key and finding out exactly mm-hmm. what you're dealing with, first of all.
Yeah, that's it. And then after that, it really isn't difficult, because it's just a matter of choosing paint color, and spending some time doing it.
Thanks very much, Christine McShane, the House Whisperer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Manley. Have a lovely day.